I knew nothing about pigs. I knew nothing about farming. I was a captain of a regional airline for 10 years. I was in the Air Force for 8 years. Prior to that, we had a bit of a family event, I suppose, the birth of our child nearly 4 years ago. Jillian, my wife, got really sick. She got really bad postnatal, hospitalised, and sort of shook things up for me dramatically. Brought things into contrast, made me sort of realise I wasn't particularly happy with what I was doing. I wanted to do something I felt was a bit more real, I suppose. Went down the path of documentaries and discovering all the problems in the world, and I just sort of went, well, what's the solution to most of these problems for me? And it was farming, I decided. So Jillian, she was at the farmer's market in Queanbeyan, and she met some other local free-range pig farmers, and they just laid it all out for us. And they really laid a path. They were so kind and generous.
What's the learning curve like on pigs?
It's full on. You come into anything where you don't know what you're doing. Like, everything's hard until you know how. Most of my mentors come from YouTube. I will admit that. A man called Joel Salatin. Possibly within this space, he would be the most famous farmer. A few of his mantras are his three M's: mobile, modular, and management intensive. So everything we're doing here, because we don't own this land, we don't even have a long-term lease on this land, all our fencing is mobile. It's mobile electric fencing. Our shelters, I've made from some of our shelters a broken 22,500-litre rainwater tank. I've cut into quarters. I've got pallets and just odd bits and pieces that I've put together that we can afford and we can move if we have to. We don't have a tractor. You know, I am the tractor. I dig the wallows.
Madison Catehead.
Madison, what are you doing in the garden bed there?
Looking for food, a squash.
What is your favourite part of living here?
Pigs. All the little ones are my favourite.
Have you named any of them?
Not yet.
Are you going to name any of them?
I'm thinking of names.
Do you want to take me for a little walk around?
Yes.
Come and show me where the pigs are.
I will.
Okay, I'm coming.
We've got six breeding sows and the one boar. At the moment we've got 20 grower pigs, which are pretty much ready for market now. And we've just had three farrowings, so three litters. So we've got 27 little piglets from three sows at the moment.
What type of pigs are these?
Yeah, so our boar is a purebred Duroc. In Australia, we only have 8 breeds of pigs available to us. We have what's called a closed herd in this country. No genetic material is allowed to be brought into the country for the purpose of breeding. And so Durocs have been bred in this country used as terminal sires in the factory farming system, in the industrial system. And basically they're really fast growing. They have a nice marbling to the meat. The issue is that the maternal lines are not that great in the sows. So for us, we really like the Duroc. It's a great pig to handle. It's quite durable outdoors. It works really well for that. But with our sows, they are a cross. So these two that we're looking at here are a 50-cent Duroc, 50-cent Tamworth. Tamworth are fantastic mothers. For that production side of things, they're a bit slower growing, they're a bit fattier, that sort of thing. So we find that cross is working really well for us. The same with our other sows. We've got a little, they're 50-cent Duroc, and then they have a little bit of Saddleback and Hampshire in them as well.
What can you tell us about their temperament or their personality?
The more we interact with them, the more we handle them, then the quieter they are and the easier they are to manage. In most regards, we do get to see a little bit of the conventional factory farming process where we do engage. We're required to go to a licensed abattoir, and so we get to see some of the action there. And the pigs just hate human contact. If you come anywhere near them, they just move away rapidly. That can have its advantages, I suppose. But for us, look, the big advantage is they're really docile. They love spending time with us. They'll follow us around. So it's not a push model. It's really a pull. We can walk them around the farm. We don't need to corral them. They'll follow us with a bucket. And because the mothers in particular, so that's the riskiest part, is when they're farrowing. The sows obviously will get very protective, which they should. We've just found that because the sows they're so relaxed with us approaching them, even during the farrowing process, that their piglets immediately learn that, well, we're no risk. We're not a threat. I mean, you can see how they're playing with each other. There's no malice in it.
They're very sweet. What other lifestyle changes have you had besides, obviously, career-wise?
Yeah, well, to make this possible, you know, it's crazy what we're doing. So you can't go and get a loan for any of this. Farming on land you don't own with stuff made out of recycled materials. So we had to do it with whatever capital we could have. It's been a real journey of discovery, of learning what is important to us. And so obviously, as a pilot, I had a pretty decent income. We had, you know, very expensive car and boats and lived in the city and memberships to football club and, you know, doing all those sorts of things and didn't really think anything about it. And all of that has to be given up. We live a very simple life, which enables us to spend time together. As a pilot, I was hardly ever home. Now I'm always home. That means things like we now live in a 1980s caravan, living under a shed that I built out of reclaimed materials from garages that were I pulled down and bought off Gumtree. We don't have any power. We don't have any running water. We just went through last winter with no heat. So we had to start somewhere. We had pigs that were due soon. We had to get out here. So we brought the caravan. I threw a tarp over it. And we lit a little fire in a little camp oven that we had outside. And things have been progressing from there. So it's really simplifying everything down to just the necessities, and that's enabled us to then focus on what we think is more important.